still in this chapter of the coming of Dajjal and the signs of Qiyamah. Further, Hazrat Ibn Umar, Abdullah Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that on one occasion, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described and made mention of Dajjal between amongst the people who were present there. فقال, and then in that context, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيْسَ بِعَعْوَرٍ, that Allah Ta'ala is not one-eyed, is not, hasn't got any deficiency. Allah is perfect in every way. Because Dajjal, when he will come, Allah will give him powers like Allah. What things he will do, give life to people, give food to people, etc. All those things which Allah does. So it will be a great test and trial that people might think he is Allah and the non-believers will accept him as that. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it clear that Allah Ta'ala is pure from any defect whatsoever. Ala innal Masih ad-Dajjal a'warul a'ayn al-yumna. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, listen well and understand that the false liar and the one who claims that he is Allah, he is blind in the right eye. In the right eye, he is blind. Ka'anna aynahu inabatun tafiya. And his eye will be like the protruding grape. That is, like the eye will be out of its place. It will be protruding out. So the clear signs are there that people will be able to make him out. And as we have mentioned, the people of Iman will be able to recognize it immediately. Therefore, it is necessary that we work on our Iman. And this pure and clear descriptions have been given so that a person can understand. And in fact, he will have a defect in both eyes. The right eye will be protruding out, but in his left eye also there will be a defect. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تقوم الساعة حتى يقاتل المسلمون اليهود. That Qiyamah will not come until that time that a war will be between the Muslims and the Jews. That this war will also take place before Qiyamah between Muslims and the Jews. حتى يختبئ اليهود من وراء الحجر والشجر. So much so that Muslims will have the upper hand in that war, and the Jews will be hiding behind rocks and behind trees. They will be trying to save themselves from the onslaught of the Muslims, and they will be hiding behind rocks and trees. فَيَقُولُ الْحَجَرُ وَالشَّجَرُ. And then these trees and these rocks and these trees, they will speak. It's a miracle from Allah Ta'ala, and Allah can make anything speak. And these instances have been mentioned before already, where stones and pebbles spoke in the hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Trees moved from their places to come and make salam to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah has got qudrat over everything. So these rocks and trees will speak and say, Ya Muslim, hada yahudiyun khalfi. They will say that this is a Jew that is hiding behind me. Ta'al faqtulhu. Come and kill him. They will also give evidence against the Jews and call the Muslims and tell them, come and kill him. إِلَّا الْغَرْقَدَ. But the one tree which is known as Gharqad, which is a thorny tree, فَإِنَّهُ مِنْ شَجَرِ الْيَهُودِ. This is a tree of the Jews, and that tree will not give evidence, will not say that come and kill me, besides all the other. And this Gharqad is in abundance in Palestine. Ulama have also written, we are on the one side, we are very concerned, and it hurts us and we feel very bad that the Jewish settlements that are taking place in the area of Palestine. Many people have given the maps of Palestine, that the whole Jewish area, Israel, was all Palestine at one time. Then up to a certain year, how much they have taken of the Jews and given of Muslims in Palestine, the Arabs, and they gave it to the Jews. And this is increasing all the time. and the Jewish settlements are increasing all the time. So the ulama have written, this hadith has to come true. And where will the Muslims go and fight the Jews throughout the world, wherever they are? So Allah is bringing them to that end. So that here, when that fight will take place, then they will be all gathered here. And the Jews are leaving from everywhere in the world, and they are going there. And their settlements are increasing all the time. And in fact also there are reports that the Gharqat tree, which is the tree of the Jews, they are planting that one more and more in their places. But that won't help them either. And this this tree is found in abundance in Palestine also. So this is the system of Allah Ta'ala, which we don't understand, that how Allah is gathering them there, bringing them there, and then when this war will break out, the Muslims will, Allah will grant them victory from His side. وعنه رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Further, Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه says that Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم said, والذي نفسي بيده, in whose hands my life lies. In other words, Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم took a qasab, an oath, and said, لا تذهب الدنيا حتى يمر الرجل على القبر. That dunya will not come to an end until a person will pass by a qabr, a grave, a qabr he will pass. فَيَتَمَرَّغُ عَلَيْهِ وَيَقُولُ, and then he will roll on that qabr. And then he will say, يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ مَكَانِ صَاحِبِ هَذَا الْقَبْرِ. And he will say, if only I could be in place of this person in the qabr. That means if I was dead and if I was buried, it was better. Because the conditions will be so severe at that time that a person, today everyone loves life and doesn't want to die. And he tries everything to live. But those conditions will be so hard that a person will go to a grave, roll on it and say, if only I could be in this qabr. وَلَيْسَ بِهِ الدِّينِ, and it will not be because of religion and deen that he wants to die. That, for example, the life of the akhirat is definitely much more superior than this life. It won't be for that. And it won't be that he wants to meet Allah Ta'ala, which is a great thing to meet your beloved, for whom we are making sajda every day, for whom we make wudu, we get up in the morning. And now to go and finally meet our Creator is one of the greatest enjoyments. It won't be for any of those reasons, but it will be ma bihi illa al-bala. It will be only because of the tribulations of the world. That what tribulations, like we know, and which is common in our on our tongues, that today very stressful life, lot of tension, and every time whatever news we're getting, we're not getting good news. This one is ill, that one has been robbed, this has happened here. But the tribulations will be much more severe at that time, that a person will go and wish that I was in the qabr, because times are so hard. And the only thing that can protect us from this, and people will be protected and they won't suffer those conditions, those who have deen in their lives. So we have to make effort of deen coming alive in our lives and everyone. Our iman becomes strong and our deen, our iman and our amal become strong. For that we have to make effort so that this deen comes into us. We know our effort is only really for dunya. How much are we making effort for deen? Amal we are doing, but how much are we strengthening our iman? And how much are we working on our children? Especially now with the holiday period here, and where children are making what plans already to go where and where. And we can only watch. They have the upper hand over us. So we have to make an effort that these holidays also pass safely. And when those difficult times come, we can be prepared for them. May Allah give us all tawfiq.